It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The 2022 primary election season came to a close on Tuesday with New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware casting the final primary votes before we all head to the polls on November 8th in an election that'll determine which party will control the House and Senate for the next 2 years. A lot of attention is on New Hampshire, where Republicans nominated Don Budak to take on the vulnerable Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan in November. Hassan won by just 1,000 votes in 2016, and Republicans have seen New Hampshire as a potential pickup opportunity in their bid to control the Senate. It's currently split 50-50. Budak is a retired Army general. He beat out the more moderate state Senate President Chuck Morse. Democrats ran ads in the Republican primary attacking Morse, signaling that the party believed the MAGA-adjacent Budak would be an easier general election opponent for Hassan. Budak didn't receive Trump's endorsement, but he strongly supports Trump's false claims of widespread voter fraud during the 2020 election. Budak also called the New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu a, quote, communist Chinese sympathizer. Huh? Sununu, who endorsed Morse, told reporters last week that he'd back Budak over Hassan if he was the nominee. Onward to the general. The Labor Department on Tuesday reported that the Consumer Price Index rose 8.3% in August compared to a year earlier, though that's down from 8.5% in July and 9.1% in June. Prices still rose 0.1 percentage point month to month, picking up after staying steady in July. Economists had expected that falling gas prices and other factors would pull down the inflation numbers a little bit, but that wasn't the case. And the news sent stocks plunging on expectations of even more aggressive interest rate hikes by the Fed coming soon, giving us the worst day on Wall Street since June of 2020. On the abortion front, lawmakers in West Virginia passed a bill on Tuesday that would prohibit nearly all abortions except to save the life of the mother or in certain cases that involved rape or incest. This bill would significantly limit access to abortion in a state where the procedure is currently legal up to 20 weeks. It now heads to the Republican governor's desk for a signature. In Indiana, a near total abortion ban is also set to go into effect later this week. But this comes as many candidates in November's election are scrubbing their websites of any mention of their anti-abortion stance. Separately, Senator Lindsey Graham introduced a bill on Tuesday that would ban abortions nationwide after 15 weeks of pregnancy. This is the most significant proposal by Republicans in Congress to curtail the procedure since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade about 3 months ago. It was a strange move, though, given that most Republican nominees are scrubbing their websites of any mention of their primary anti-abortion stance as they tack toward the center for the general election in November. But Lindsey Graham is alienating many of his Republican colleagues by introducing this bill and making statements like this.
I look forward to the debate. I look forward to the vote. If we take back the House and the Senate, I can assure you we'll have a vote on our bill. If the Democrats are in charge, I don't know if we'll ever have a vote on our bill.
Keep it up, Lindsey, so to speak. Bruce Reinhart, the federal magistrate judge in Florida, responding to a DOJ request on Tuesday afternoon, unsealed more of the affidavit that was used to obtain the search warrant executed at Mar-a-Lago last month. Former U.S. Attorney Joyce Vance on MSNBC said this additional information appears to confirm that Trump likely played a role in instructing his attorney in certifying that there were no more classified documents remaining at Mar-a-Lago before the FBI entered the resort and retrieved more than 100 that were classified and top secret. We're still waiting on the judge to decide how to proceed with the investigation into those documents. Stay tuned. A railroad strike and the economic damage it could cause is getting closer to reality. About 60,000 union members who work for the nation's freight railroads, including engineers and conductors, are set to go on strike on Friday if an agreement isn't reached on new contracts. Without them on the job, those trains will not run, nor will many commuter and Amtrak trains that run over the same freight rail lines. Ukrainian troops recaptured even more territory in the northeastern Kharkiv province on Tuesday as Russian occupying forces continued their frenzied retreat. Ukraine's border guard services say the army has retaken the town of Vovchansk, just 2 miles from the Russian border, for the first time since the invasion began in February. Russia also abandoned Melitopol, the second largest city in Ukraine's southern Zaporizhia province, fleeing toward the Russian-annexed Crimea. I can't confirm the authenticity of this audio, said to be of the fleeing Russian troops.
Run away! Run away! Run away!
Oh, it's a lovely sound indeed. Meanwhile, a new U.S. intelligence review is reporting that Russia has secretly given more than $300 million to foreign political parties and candidates since 2014 in a campaign to influence policies and elections. The Biden administration ordered the review this summer and downgraded the classified findings so they could share them with the public and other countries. A senior Biden administration official said Russia is, quote, trying to advantage special political parties and undermine democracy in all of these countries, and said the U.S. believes that one of the most effective ways to counter Russian covert influence is to expose it. The official said releasing the information also puts these foreign parties and candidates on notice that if they accept Russian money secretly, we can and will expose it. And finally, if you missed the 2022 Emmy Awards show, you weren't alone. The program drew a record low of 5.9 million viewers. That's a 25% drop from last year's broadcast. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Please visit NicoleSandler.com, and while you're there, click on one of those donate buttons.